Morning. Meeting's called to order. Before proceeding with any business, Mr. Cook, do you have a statement to make?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A public notice of this meeting containing all items on the proposed agenda has been filed in the Office of Secretary of State as required by Chapter 551 of the Government Code referred to as the Open Meetings Act. I would like for this fact to be noted in the official record of this meeting. So that everyone in attendance today understands how we're going to do business, let me tell you a little bit about the process that we'll go through. So that every one of you who wishes to speak will have an opportunity to do so, we will follow the following ground rules. An individual wishing to speak before the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission must first fill out and sign a speaker registration form for each item on the agenda to which you wish to speak. The chairman is in charge of this meeting, and by law, it is his duty to preserve order, direct the order of the hearing, and recognize persons to be heard. We have sign-up cards for everyone wishing to speak, and the chairman will call the names from those cards one at a time. Each person will be allowed to speak from the podium here up front one at a time. When your name is called, please come to the podium, state your name and whom you represent, if anyone other than yourself. The chairman will also call up like an on-deck person who's going to be next so that you can get out and kind of get in line and ready to come up. Then when you're at the microphone, state your position on the agenda item under consideration and add supporting facts that will help the commission understand your concerns. Please limit your remarks to the specific agenda item under consideration. Each person who wants to address the commission will have 3 minutes to speak. I will keep track of the time and notify you when 3 minutes are up on this handy-dandy little thing right here. And when that light turns red, your time is up. When your time is up, please resume your seat so that others may speak. Your time will be extended if a commissioner has a question of you. If the commissioners ask a question or discuss something among themselves, that time will not be counted against you. Statements that are merely argumentative or critical of others will not be tolerated. There is a microphone at the podium, so it is not necessary to raise your voice. I request that you show proper respect for the commissioners as well as other members of the audience. You will not be recognized out of turn by raising your hand or interrupting others. Disruptive or offensive behavior will be grounds for immediate ejection from the meeting. If you have written materials that you want to give to the commission, please give them to Ms. Hemby or Ms. Klaus here at this table, and they will deliver it to the commissioners. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Next is the approval of minutes from the previous meeting, which has been distributed. There's a motion for approval. Moved by Commissioner Holt, second by Vice Chairman Ramos. Next is acceptance of, all in favor, aye. Any opposed, hearing none, motion passes. Next is the acceptance of donations, which have also been distributed. Is there a motion for approval? Moved by Holt, second by Brown, all in favor, aye. Any opposed, hearing none, motion passes. Next are the service awards and special recognition. Mr. Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, at each of our commission meetings, we take a few minutes to recognize our employees who have given the state and this agency and conservation a long session of service to which we much appreciate, and we'd appreciate your attention to this. In our service awards group, this meeting from State Parks, we have Kim Oaks, Manager 1, Somerville, Texas, with 30 years of service. Kim began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department as a summer intern working at Goose Island and Lake Brownwood State Parks in 1976 and 77. His intern experiences reinforced his desire to establish a career with the department. Upon graduation from Texas A&M University with a degree in Parks and Recreation, he became a full-time employee of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in 1978 at Lake Livingston State Park. In 1981, he transferred to Lake Corpus Christi, where he was assistant park manager until 1986, when he was promoted to manager at Dangerfield State Park. In 2004, he transferred to Lake Somerville State Park, where he is a complex manager responsible for operations and maintenance of Birch Creek, Nails Creek, and the trailway, which connects the two units of state parks and the Somerville Wildlife Management Area. With 30 years of service, Kim Oaks. Also from the State Parks Division, Floyd D. Randolph, Park Ranger 5, Livingston, Texas, with 30 years of service. Floyd began his career with TPWD on May 15, 1976 at Lake Livingston State Park. He has worked himself up through the ranks, starting with Force Account Crew. He presently works as Park Ranger 5, Lead Ranger, and Safety Officer. Floyd has seen many changes through the years, from how purchases are made to how garbage is collected and disposed of. He has been instrumental in working with various groups such as the Telephone Pioneers, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, and the Park Host Program at Lake Livingston State Park. With 30 years of service, Floyd Randolph. From the Law Enforcement Division, also with 30 years of service, Lawson Doc Turner III, Assistant Commander here in Austin, Texas. Buddy Turner began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in 1971 when he entered the Texas Game Warden Academy. Upon graduation from the Academy in January of 1972, his first duty station was at the Game Warden Training Academy in College Station as a Game Warden Instructor Trainee and a lieutenant instructor until September of 1974, at which time he left the department to further his education. But he returned to TPWD in May of 1980 and was assigned to Dallas County as a field game warden. In 1985, he was elected president of the Texas Game Warden Association and served two terms, followed by one two-year term as chairman of the legislative committee. In March of 1993, Buddy became a sergeant undercover investigator, investigating environmental and wildlife crime throughout the state. In June of 1996, he was promoted to captain and transferred to the headquarters staff. Buddy currently serves as assistant chief of wildlife enforcement, where he enjoys multiple responsibilities, the most rewarding being Operation Game Thief Program. Thanks to the hard work of the Operation Game Thief Committee, and the members of that committee, the supporting public, and TPWD staff, OGT has become one of the most successful wildlife crime stopper programs in the United States and Canada. With 30 years of service, Assistant Commander Lawson Buddy Turner. And our relatively newcomer in this session of awards, service awards with 25 years of service, from State Parks Division, Ricky W. Weinheimer, Park Specialist 3, Stonewall, Texas. Ricky Weinheimer began his career with TPWD on May 1 of 1982 at the LBJ State Park and Historic Site as a Ranger 1. In May of 1984, he was promoted to a Ranger 2 position, where he was responsible for the daily operation, maintenance, and interpretation of the Sauer Beckman Living History Farm. In April of 1987, Ricky was promoted to Park Ranger 3, becoming a lead ranger at the Living History Farm, and in 2001, he was promoted to Exhibit Technician 2 and was responsible for interpreting and portraying the lifestyle of the typical hill country German farm family at the turn of the century. And I might just add there, if you know Ricky, he didn't have to act. You know, he did a good job. In January of 2002, he was promoted to Exhibit Technician 3, and on April 1 of 2004, promoted to his current position as Park Specialist 3, where he provides on-site supervision, plans, researches, and implements outreach and education programs. Ricky was responsible for the design and construction of the blacksmith shop at the Living History Farm, where he researched and learned the skills necessary to portray the skill of blacksmithing in the early 1900s. His accomplishments throughout his career include receiving recognition as an Employee of the Year for Region 7 in 2000. He was featured on the front cover of the June 2004 Texas Parks and Wildlife Department magazine. He holds a wastewater seed license. He is certified by the National Association of Interpretation, and he has successfully completed many training courses throughout his career, and most recently attended successful first-line management and managing park operations. With 25 years of service, Ricky Weinheimer. From the Wildlife Division, with 25 years of service, we have James Brent Ortego, Program Specialist 5 from Victoria, Texas. Dr. Brent Ortego began his career with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and the Wildlife Division on May the 3rd, 1982, as the U.S. Forest Service Liaison in Jasper. He was promoted to Technical Guidance Biologist for East Texas in 1985. Brent transferred to the non-game program while still living in Jasper to conduct work on the red-cockaded woodpecker in 1988. He moved to Austin in 1990 for work with the non-game and planning programs. In 1992, Brent transferred to Victoria to manage Mad Island Wildlife Management Area and later the Guadalupe Delta Wildlife Management Area. He was promoted to Wildlife Diversity Biologist in 1999, and continues today at that position in Victoria, working primarily with the Landowner Incentive Program, Joint Ventures, Endangered Species Recovery Teams, and Migratory Birds. With 25 years of service, Dr. Brent Ortego. Recognize a couple of gentlemen who were with us last evening at our events, and I want to thank them and all of you for your attendance at those events. And I won't call them farmer commissioners. I'll just call them Commissioner George Boland and Commissioner Dick Marson. We thank you, sir, for being here, and thank you for your service. We appreciate them very much and maintain contact with them. The next award that I have, the next recognition that I have, is the Southern States Boating Officer of the Year Award, which was created to promote boating safety. The Southern States Boating Law Administrators Association is comprised of 17 states, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. On March the 26th, 2007, at their annual meeting in Lexington, Kentucky, a Texas game warden was recognized for his outstanding accomplishments. Game Warden James Barge graduated from the 45th Game Warden Academy in November of 1997 and is stationed in Angelina County. His patrol assignments include Sam Rayburn Lake and the Angelina and Neches Rivers. Going beyond his normal duties, James works with youth organizations throughout the county to educate youth in boating safety. He has prepared and administered multiple training courses to assist in detecting intoxicated boat operators. He is highly respected by his fellow officers, boaters, landowners, prosecutors, and sportsmen. He has been proactive in his enforcement efforts to detect those who are boating while intoxicated and has a near 100% success rate in prosecuting those arrested. And his efforts are instrumental in minimizing boating accident injuries and fatalities by making Texas lakes safer. It is my honor and privilege to present to you the 2007 Southern States Boating Officer of the Year for Texas, Game Warden James Barge. Yesterday you heard a briefing on our Nobody's Waterproof campaign. Today I would like for you to join me in recognizing Mr. Tim Lent with the Brittany Sage Lent Fund. His daughter was killed in a tragic boating accident on Lake Louisville, and the fund was established in her name. Mr. Lent donated a 21-foot Sea Ray Sun Deck boat to the department to be used in the statewide Nobody's Waterproof campaign. As you remember from yesterday's briefing, Nobody's Waterproof aims to make people safer on Texas waterways. The boat will be used at summer events by our outreach teams to visit people where they are, at the boat ramps and on the lakes and in the bays. I would like to invite Mr. Lent to say a few words and to accept an award to express our appreciation. The award reads, "In recognition and sincere appreciation of your generous support of the Nobody's Waterproof program and dedication to boating and water safety in the state of Texas." Mr. Tim Lent.
I want to thank everybody for the opportunity to be here. 2 days after Brittany's death, it became very clear to me that there had to be something done to improve water safety. And the Brittany Safety Lent Fund was born on Monday, August 21st. I appreciate the recognition, but I want to make it clear that the recognition also needs to go out to, you know, the entire community in not just Denton County, but the entire state and across the country where funds have been donated from to make this all possible. Also want to make it clear that I appreciate all of the hard work that your people do on very limited resources, and I want you all to know that I want to partner with you to do anything possible to improve and expand those resources, including negotiations with the Appropriations Committee on funding issues and those kind of things. You know, you all have reacted to some problems on some lakes, and quite honestly, through my eyes, are doing more than our legislature. We have four bills submitted to the legislature, three of them passed through the Senate. Unfortunately, the education bill did not pass through the Senate, thus did not go on to the House. The House kind of drugged their feet, and the end result is only one of those bills passed through the House. So that was a frustrating day for me yesterday. But we're already working on 2009, and I I definitely want to work with your people over the next 2 years to come up with a comprehensive voter education bill that we can once and for all get passed in 09. Again, I thank you.
Next, the Henry S. Mosby Award. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has a long history of working with a variety of conservation organizations. These alliances have served them and us well, with the end result being sound management of our natural resources. One of our most important partners in resource management is the National Wild Turkey Federation. Through the years, we have worked successfully with the National Wild Turkey Federation to restore portions of East Texas with wild turkey. And we continue to use their expertise and services in this ongoing restoration project. National Wild Turkey Federation has also benefited from our partnership. National Wild Turkey Federation has looked to TPWD to assist in the restoration of Rio Grande turkey in the western states. And for our commitment to this program continues. As a long-time supporter of the National Wild Turkey Federation, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has always been recognized for its dedication to the wild turkey resource. This year, the National Wild Turkey Federation has gone a step further by awarding its highest honor, the Henry S. Mosby Award, to one of our employees. This award is presented annually to a deserving biologist in recognition of lifetime achievement and dedication to the wild turkey resource. Earlier this year, at its national convention in Memphis, Tennessee, Vernon Bevel, our director of the Small Game and Habitat Assessment Program, was honored with this prestigious award. Even though Vernon has worn many hats through his career, wild turkeys have always been his special interest. For almost three decades, Vernon has worked tirelessly and helped set the standards needed to develop and promote wild turkey restoration throughout North America. When Vernon first came to Texas, he immediately became deeply involved in the department's program to restore eastern wild turkeys throughout suitable habitat in East Texas. As a result of this restoration program, today, we have a spring gobbler season for eastern wild turkey in 42 counties in East Texas. Vernon's job is not yet finished, and he continues to spearhead restoration and management for wild turkeys across our great state. Vernon Bevel is a deserving recipient of this Henry S. Mosby Award, and his continuing efforts are much appreciated. Vernon Bevel.
But I hear if you squeeze this tie, which I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it either.
That's the turkey gobble.
I believe that's it. Thank you very much.